Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks, Blog Talk Radio. We thank you guys for joining in with us today. I am super excited. As you guys, some of you guys know, I always get excited when we get ready to talk about the Word of God or we share the Word of God. Why? Because the Word of God gives life. It gives life to those who are just not feeling, you know, they may be feeling some type of way today, that day. And it's just like the Word of God, it just brings life. I know it brings life to me. And so that's why it's so important for us to be in the Word of God, because it may not be just us going through something that day. It may be someone else going through something that day. And God will use us as a light, because we are supposed to be a light, a bright and shining light in this dark world that would just, you know, display Jesus Christ, display the characteristic traits of Jesus Christ, to let them know that life happens, but God is real. And so we thank God for you guys joining on the line today. I want to thank my sponsors, the Glow Network, for sponsoring me to be on the air. It's such a blessing when the people of God just step up and just start supporting each other and encouraging and undergirding. It's so important in this hour. You know why? Because if you're in the world, if you think about it, think about how many times you were in the world and we started, you know, doing things that we weren't supposed to be doing. Sometimes you get all kinds of support. But then when you come into the body of Christ, it just seems like, you know, it kind of fades away. But I want to encourage you, because it's not always like that. God sends who he needs to send and who wants to send your way to support you, encourage you, and help you to grow in your spiritual walk. And that's what we are to do. We are to encourage each other and just love on each other. So I'm going to start with a prayer. Father, we thank you for this time, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus that every caller on the line, that they are encouraged and that they are inspired. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to our spirits as we just talk about the topic that you have given us today, because we know that everything that you give us, Father God, to share with your people, is always a purpose to it. And so we bless your name, Holy Spirit. Cover the airways, and we blot out any distractions that may try to come while we try to hear the word of the Lord today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He is such an awesome God. So today we're going to talk about when pushed to the limit in the face of adversity. And you guys know, I mean, some of us, you know, we're still at that place where we still have to call. Everybody should always call on the name of Jesus. And some of us are still at that place where someone can step on our toes or rub us the wrong way, and we start feeling some type of way about that. In this time that we are living in, it's so crucial for us to be in the will of God and to hear what God is saying, because some things are happening in this hour. If you're watching the news, you don't even have to really watch the news all the time, but if you're watching the news or you're hearing the news, you can be on social media and the news just comes across the screen. And every time you turn around, somebody is, you know, their life is being taken away. There's a riot breaking out. Families are fighting against families, and people are killing each other just because. I mean, I was just looking, just hearing about this the other day, where a man walked up to another man in the car at the stoplight, and he just literally reached inside the car and started fighting the man. I don't know if it was a confrontation that had already taken place prior to that, but what I do know is that people are off the chain these days, and so we need to be in the will of God. We need to be able to ask God for ourselves, you know, to release his angels to surround us, to protect us. And that's why it is so important for us to learn how important for us to have a personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ for ourselves. We can't always call on everybody else. You know, everybody else, you know, other people are just a vessel. We have to be mindful of that. We have to remember that other people, I don't care who they are, I'm just a vessel. Every other person that you know, leaders, whether they're what kind of ministry they have, whether it's a teacher or apostle or a prophet, evangelist, bishop, it doesn't matter. Everyone, all of us are just vessels. God is the one who is in control. And so we have to learn how to really have that personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, so that when we call on him, there's no doubt in our mind that we know he answers. He is always available, you know. And so when we learn how to just make Jesus Christ our focus, it's so much easier to call on him. And then what he does, he leads us to other people and he leads other people to us. Our topic today, we're talking about is being pushed to the limit in the face of adversity. And oftentimes we hold others accountable, you know, yet we fail to hold ourselves accountable. Is it possible to avoid confrontation? And this is some of the questions that I had listed. Does everything require a response? That's a good one. Are the words we speak in fueling the fire or putting out the flame? In other words, are the words we speak in making the fire more greater, more bigger, or are the words we speak in putting out the flame? Is it necessary to constantly have the last word in everything? And y'all know, I know I used to have, every time I have a conversation, I used to be at that point, especially an argument. I was not going to leave that argument until I had got my last word in, and I felt like that I had proven my point and I had won that argument. Come on, y'all. You know how we do on here. We talk, we keep it real, because that's the only way we're going to get from point A to point B is when we can look at ourselves and see what areas we need to grow in and fess up to some things. You know, some of us, we don't like to fess up to stuff because then that means we have to change. And everybody don't want to change because change takes work. You have to actually put work into change in order for you to grow. Now, the other question was, do we really understand that we are not wrestling against flesh and blood? And that is part of scripture. We definitely need to get to that point where we understand we're not fighting anything flesh and blood. This stuff is spiritual. This is a spiritual battle that we're going in. We'll also need to going to talk about how we need to understand in the spiritual battle. Is this a spiritual battle, really, or is this a battle that we are constantly fighting with ourselves? Say that again, that we are constantly fighting with ourselves because we do not want to hold ourselves accountable. Because, again, accountability comes when we have to change, and a lot of us don't want to change. We have pity parties, and you guys know I have a heart of compassion. I really do, because of where God has brought me from. But I'm telling you now, when you start and you walk into having pity parties and all this kind of stuff, you get stuck in that thing. And then, you know, it's hard for people to really deal with you, let alone you deal with yourself. Because instead of growing, instead of wanting to grow, instead of coming out of that place that you're at, you're constantly in a pity party. You're always feeding what it is that's coming against you instead of hitting that thing with the word of God. And so we're going to talk about that just a little bit as well. So let's go ahead and talk about when we're pushed to the limit in the face of adversity. Well, first of all, when you think of adversity, you have to ask yourself, what is adversity? And adversity simply is that it's circumstances or situations that work against you. That means you're facing adversity. So whatever you're going through in life, whatever the situation may be, you may be having, you know, dealing with some adversity on your job, you know, because you're trying to do good, or you may have some adversity when you're dealing with your friends, or, you know, because you want to change your life, you want God to change your life. Of course, adversity is going to come up against you. When we go through adversity, we have to understand that when we go through adversity, you have to go through adversity in order for you to reach that mountaintop that God wants you to be at, that place where God wants you to be at. And so when I think about adversity, I think about how Jesus was in the garden and how the devil was, when the devil was trying to come against Jesus, he was tempting him. He was tempting him with food. What was he doing? And look, you know, the times that we're living in, the struggle is real sometimes. You know, sometimes we don't have money to buy food. Sometimes we don't have money to put gas in our cars. And sometimes we don't have money to do the things that we want to do. You know, it's so many people in this hour right now that are compromising their walk with the Lord just to get the things that they need. And, you know, the enemy will send people whom he wants to send. Trust me, the same way that God has people in his camp that he's sending, we have to also understand that the enemy has people working in his camp too. And he will send people your way, our way, just to test us to see where we're at. He will send people your way to say something to you to see if you're going to fly off the handle. He's going to send people your way to try to compromise your character or your integrity just to give you a little bit of money. I'm going to come on now. Let's talk about it. He's going to send people your way just to have you to do things, just, you know, that is definitely out of the character of God, just to see if you would do it, because you know you're in a tough spot, because you know you're in a tough place. But you know what? God says that, you know, he is the only way out. The Bible tells us that when we worship the Lord, we serve him only. So we worship a God who not a God that's a small g, but a God that is a capital G. And as I always tell you guys that's on the line, listen, when we're talking about God, we're talking about capital G, O-D, not lowercase g, because people don't understand when we're using God in the form of a lowercase g, you can be talking about any God. But when we're talking about the great I am, when we're talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, we're going to capitalize that G because he deserves that. You know what I'm saying? You're going to know what kind of God I'm talking about, that capital G God, not that lowercase B. Ain't nothing small about God, so we ain't putting nothing small on his name. So let's go ahead and keep talking. When you're in the wilderness and we're going through some things, sometimes things that come up against us, you know, to cause us to be pushed in a place where, you know, our attitude is checked, where we need to check our attitudes. I wrote a book back in 2014, and it's called Broken Chains, and I'm super excited about that book because now the Lord is allowing me to bring that into a live performance. Praise God. We're going to be doing a play at my conference. It's a two-day conference, and we'll talk about that towards the end as well. But anyway, what the play is, in that play, it was showing you the kind of attitude that I had. I remember writing this book, and when I wrote the book, and like I said, it was released back in 2014, but I remember writing this book, and I started thinking about how my attitude was. I'm telling you, I had an attitude that was really off the chain. I mean, and when I was faced with certain things that I'm faced with now, adversity, I would not respond the way I do now. I wouldn't have responded back then in that same way. And so that comes with growth. That comes with growth in Christ. And the only way we can grow in Christ is if we spend time with him. And I always cannot encourage you enough to always spend time in the Word of God. Why? Because you're going to face adversity. Life happens. Things in life happens. And so it's not so much as what we deal with, it's how we deal with it. You know, how we respond to stuff. Does everything require a response? No, everything does not require a response. Sometimes when people are talking to us and they're talking all crazy, you know, you don't have to stand there and listen to that. You can simply walk away. And yes, is that a challenge for some of us? It may be. You know, it used to be a challenge for me to just walk away. But sometimes you just have to walk away. Number one is because we are not living in the times now that it used to be. Back in the day, you know, people would break out and get into fights and all this kind of stuff. And they would use their hand. We call it back in the day Churchill fighting. You know, we didn't use all these guns and knives and all that kind of stuff. We went down without fists. You know, and it doesn't matter if you got beat up or not. When you were there swinging, and that other person gonna know you were there when they leave you. But the bottom line is, it's not like that now, guys. It is rough. It is bad now. You know, even children are walking around with knives and guns and things like that. And so that means the enemy has been leaked. He has been released into the earth to just act a fool and to grasp onto people, you know, who are willing to be used, people who are not willing to submit themselves to God. I mean, look at what's going on in different countries and different nations. I mean, there's bombings going on, all kind of crazy stuff is going on. That's why we as the people of God, we have got to really be prayerful. I'm not just talking about praying for ourselves and praying for what we're going through. Because, you know, sometimes we can get to that selfish mode, oh, Lord, I need a blessing. You know, oh, Lord, I need a financial blessing. Oh, Lord, I need a breakthrough. But when is the last time we really pray for a country? When is the last time we pray for a nation? When is the last time we really pray for our own country, where we live? When is the last time we pray for our soldiers who go over there and battle for us, you know, to make sure that our country and our nation stay safe? And so they face adversity all the time. That's why God calls us to be on the gate. That's why God calls us to be gatekeepers, you know, sending out the chauffeur, crying out to God, praying and asking God to protect us and protect those people over there who are trying to protect us. So what do we do? What do we do when we're arguing with someone and, you know, and God telling us to walk away? You know, it's a prideful person who would just stand there and argue. We have to learn how to walk away. How do we stay out of situations like that? That is simple. The way you stay out of situations like that is to not to allow yourself to get into situations like that. That means sometimes you have to change your atmosphere, meaning you have to change the people that you are around. You have to change the people that you hang out with. Believe it or not, as you grow in God, as you grow in the Lord, you simply cannot stay in the same places and do the same thing that you've always done all the time because it does not work. Just like the Bible said, you cannot pour fresh wine into old wine. Skin. It won't work. It will not work. It will just simply taint the new wine. And so what you have to do is, you know, you don't have to basically simply cut everybody off. You know, you may get a phone call and they may just say, hi, how you doing, or whatever the case. But I'm saying, you know, you can't just go places where you used to go and do the same things you used to do all the time because things are not the way that they used to be. And then when you think about it, when you go into those old places, I promise you, I know this from experience, when you start hanging out with the same people that you used to hang out with who has not changed and has no intention of changing, that's the thing, that's the key. You know, when people have no intentions of changing, they're just comfortable where they're at, you know, knowing that, you know, that way is not the right way to go, but you on the other hand are. When you allow yourself to go into those situations, and usually what happens is something breaks out, an argument breaks out, a conversation breaks out that should not be, and it does. And then you have to decide whether you should leave or whether you should stay. You know, and just because you decide you leave doesn't say that you pumped out or anything. It just says that you've grown up, that you don't need to be around that. You don't need that in your spirit because, number one, you know where God brought you from, and you don't need to step 20 feet back. So that's why you have to be careful of where you go. Again, when we're talking about responding to everything, you just simply don't need to respond to everything. Why? Because everything doesn't require a response. You know, when I'm speaking the word of God, sometimes God will give me a word to speak, I release it, and I'll leave it at that. You know, you have people now who will basically just try you and test you. You know, they'll ask you questions over and over again when they already know the answer, but they ask you over and over again just to see where you at. This is what you have to do. You have to use wisdom with that. You can either feed into that or you can move on. And that's not saying you're brushing them off. That's simply saying that, okay, I don't have time to play mind games and I'm not going to allow anyone else to play mind games with me. I have to move on. And that's what we have to do, you know. And it's not saying it's not anything against them or anything. It's just that you have to think about what you allow to be planted in your mind, what you allow to be planted in your spirit. Because really, people will come just to rattle your chain. It's up to you. Hey, it's up to you whether you let them do it or not. Time is just so precious right now. It's certain things you just cannot do. It's certain things you have to just back off from. The words that we are speaking, you know, the words we're speaking give it life. Are we encouraging people, you know, in the word of God? My kids tell me all the time, listen, Mom, sometimes they say, when you're talking or when you're preaching or when you're doing, you know, whatever you're doing, they say it sounds like, they say sometimes they have to ask themselves, does she know I did something or wait a minute, you know, I got a whipping and I was in the other room, you know, or if I'm preaching that Sunday, you know, my kids, and they say they're sitting there like, whoa, you know, and it's not that, you know, not that I'm beating you up, but that's just the way God made me, you know, because I know how it is to be walking on the other side of the track, and I want you to get this. I need you to get this in your spirit. I need you to get this to the point so much that you would say, you know, I got some stuff in me that I need God to get out of me, and I can't do this by myself because I don't want to be responding to every crazy thing that somebody say to me, and they throw me off track, and then I got to jump, you know, back 50 steps, and now I got to try to catch up to where I'm at. No, this is why I teach the way that God has allowed me to teach, is because I need you to get this. I want you to understand is when people throw stuff your way, you don't have to take that. You don't have to receive that. When I said take that, I mean you don't have to welcome that into your spirit. You don't have to have a response all the time. You don't have to have the last word. We are going to face adversity in this hour. In order for us to be ready for that, we have to be in the Word of God. We have to make sure that we are studying His Word. What is it, God, that you're saying? Ask the Lord, God, what are you saying to me in this scripture? God, what are you saying to me in this prayer time? How many do we have a prayer life? I hope we have a prayer life, because we cannot go into this thing without a prayer life. If we don't have a prayer life, it's like we're a soldier walking on the field with 50,000 people coming against us, with 50,000 warriors coming against us, and we're on the battlefield. We don't have no artillery at all. Why? Because we haven't been in the prayer closet. We haven't prayed to God. So we went into the battlefield naked. And so what happens when we go into the battlefield naked? That we automatically know that we're destroyed, because we went in there naked. We went in there unarmed. We weren't ready. And so that's why we have to be ready in this hour. We have to spend time in the Word of God, so when these adversities does come, we don't act out of character. You know, I see so many people acting out of character in this hour, in this time, and they're cussing folks out and things like that, and people are cussing in church and all this kind of stuff. When we were growing up, I didn't hear all that. I mean, I'm telling you, people was cussing in our church. My grandmother would have yanked us out there so fast it'll make your head spin. That's not how we were raised. I'm not used to that. But I see some videos floating around on the social media, you know, with some preachers cussing and stuff just to try to get the word across. It don't take all that. I didn't hear Jesus cuss. And so that's why when we follow people, we have to make sure that they are following Jesus Christ and that we're not just following them, because you can follow people all day long, but you got to make sure that you are following those who are speaking the Word of God and not turning it around to make it work for their glory, to make it work for them. You have to stay in character mode. You have to watch your integrity, because that your integrity and your character is to display Jesus Christ, not the flesh, not ourselves. And so we have to really be careful with that. All the words that we're speaking, are we either fueling the fire or is it putting out the flame? Again, speak words that's going to bring life. And you may hear me if you're in my teachings and my classes sometimes, it may seem like you got a whipping, but I promise you, you're going to grow from that. How do I know that? Because what I speak, I get it from the Word of God. And then when I share with you, the things, not that I know, but what I have been through, what I have experienced, and I know how it is, again, to be on the other side of the truth. And so we have to be mindful of that, you know, when people are speaking to us. We can't take things so personally. Sometimes we get all caught up in our emotions and we take everything somebody say personally. You know, I have a birthday coming up and I'm about to be 49, a year away from 50. I'm about to be 49 years old. Listen, I don't have time to be taking everything personally every time somebody say something. Why? Because people talk. People do what they want to do. We have been there. We have done that. You have an assignment. If you are still living and you are still breathing and you are a child of God, period, you have an assignment, which means you don't have time to be wasting on foolishness. And so you don't have to feed into everything that you hear. The words that you speak, if somebody hits you with a negative word, then you keep it moving. I like to keep it moving. I don't like to stay still. I like to keep it moving. The only time I want to stay still is when I'm resting in the presence of God. I'm listening to his voice. I'm resting. I'm just taking a break. That's what I mean when I say stay still. There's a difference between staying still and not moving. Somebody catch that. Because you can, if you're staying still and you're listening to what the Lord is saying, you're taking in account that your body needs a break, your mind needs a break, then that's different. But if you are staying still and you are not productive, you're not moving, you're not doing anything that God told you to do, you know, everybody has an assignment. Remember, I said that. No assignment is greater than the other. Everybody has an assignment. It's what you do with that assignment. Are you walking that assignment out? Are you edifying the body of Christ? Are you praying for people? Or are you too busy asking everybody to pray for you all the time? Are you having pity parties? Or are you telling yourself, you have to declare to yourself, I am victorious. I am a warrior. I have been through too much to turn back now. So I don't care what kind of adversity I face in this hour. The Bible tells me that I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who gives me strength. That means I don't care when I go to work tomorrow. And those people on that job tripping, even if I have to say it in my mind, I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who gives me strength. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives me strength. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I am more than a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror. I got on my victory shoes, and I'm going to walk this thing out. And so you have to tell, you have to declare the word of God to yourself. And sometimes you can't always reach your pastor, your teacher, your bishop, your apostle, your prophet. You can't always reach them. That's why you have got to have the word of God down in your system, down in your spirit, down in your belly. So when adversity comes, you know that you can speak the word of God and declare the word of God, because the word of God said all things, not some, but all things work together for the good, yes, the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And so therefore, when you face adversity, you don't have to run in the corner and hide. You don't have to just bow down to the enemy and just, you know, open your mouth and all kinds of stuff fly out, and that you're going to have to go back and repent about later. Come on, somebody, because you know when we get in that flesh, we start cussing folks out like we got a degree in it. I know I had a degree in cursing back in the day, but thank God, hallelujah, for deliverance. And so I'm telling you, the more you spend time in the presence of God, you're going to be the one that put the flame out. You're going to be the one who walk away victoriously, not prideful, but victoriously. You're going to be the one that, you know, can don't have to put the last, have to have the last word in. The word of God is true. And so when you start walking in the word of God constantly, more and more every day, feeding your spirit the word of God, you don't have to deal with all of that stuff. You're going to understand that you are not wrestling with flesh and blood, that this is not a physical battle. This is a spiritual battle, and the enemy is trying to kill God's people. But you have to understand, it's not the person, it's the spirit that is operating in the person. And so therefore, you have to understand what that spirit is. In order for you to understand the kind of spirit that the other person is carrying on him, you have to be in the word of God so God can show you. That's the spirit of discernment. And you need that in this hour, because so many things are happening in this hour, and God wants you to be on point. You know how they say, I'm on fleek, my hair on fleek today, whatever. Okay, you have to be on fleek. You have to be on point. You have to keep it 100. You have to keep it real. You understand what I'm saying? In order for you to get through this thing, you have to walk this thing out, because life happens. Adversity comes. Things happen. But you know what? The word of God is so true. It's living. It's breathing. And God says he would never leave us nor forsake us. He is the one who's going to get the glory in all of this. In all of this, we just have to trust him. We just have to trust him. I'm going to leave you with this scripture for today. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. Hallelujah. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out. Hallelujah, so that you can endure it. So my word for you today is no temptation. I don't care what comes your way. You don't have to feed into it, because God always has a ram in the bush. He always has a way of escape. So you have to stay in the word of God. Trust God in all things, in all things, in everything. Trust God. Declare the word of God over your life. Don't let your emotions take over your life. I know life happens, but the word of God is bigger than our emotions. Y'all know our emotions are up one day and down the next, all over the place sometimes, especially as middle-aged women. Lord have mercy, Jesus. But when we call on the name of Jesus, hallelujah, he can take those emotions and turn it around and work it for his good. Amen? All right, so I love you guys. You guys be blessed. We'll see you next time on His Heart Speak Blog Talk Radio. You guys just be encouraged in the Lord and know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. You guys be blessed, and we'll see you next Monday at 5:30 Central Standard Time, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. Bye-bye.